We got a fresh batch of Sleep Talk audio that if you were at our Uncensored, you got an exclusive listen to during our final two Uncensored at Ramshead Annapolis, then back at Ramshead Baltimore, and then we played it on Tuesday. And we started doing this before we even played or performed the first Uncensored. And you said for a while you weren't getting a bunch. You it was a bit of a struggle for like a week and a half to get anything worthwhile in there. When did the dam break and we got a lot of the choice nuggets we'll hear coming up?
It seems to be weekends when I really let loose and relax in bed that my inhibitions really go down and things start coming to the surface.
Because you'll hear coming up, we were able to hear more clearly and more concisely a lot of the stuff that when we played it on censor, we had to hear it through the house PA, and you'll hear Scott accurately say that, man, once you hear it in your headphones, it's that much more clear. And you, my friend, were having a sex dream. It was a guaranteed, definite sex dream. It is someone was just getting the business in your dreams.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say this, Mike, if I can't bleep it. I'm sorry, meeting. It's a Saturday morning. You can all suck it.
Whatever. We're here on a weekend for you.
Do you wake up with morning?
Whoa.
No.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
Come on. You can hang a wet towel on that thing.
I'm dead from the waist down at this point. So whatever happens would probably just happen when I'm unconscious.
All right. Well, we got ourselves a fresh batch. We played it Uncensored and decided to bestow it upon you after those at Uncensored got to hear it first for paying that ticket. Fresh Sleep Talk audio, and there are some gems in this.
Coming off of our third Uncensored show, thank you to everybody that came out.
Yes.
We greatly appreciate it. We had a good time. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do it again sometime, maybe next year or whatever.
Yeah.
And part of the one of the segments that we did was exclusive. But now I guess we're opening it up to the masses, but the Uncensored crowd for the second and third show got to exclusive Sleep Talk audio.
Yeah, they did. Sorry. Someone just sent me, speaking of the Grimsby brothers. You didn't see that, did you?
No, but I got the scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene in there with two elephants making love that is... Josh, it would send you to Shepherd Pratt if you saw it. I'm not kidding. It would send you. Like, are you watching this?
Oh my God,
it's so gross.
Yeah, I may have to watch that now.
That's honestly, you've seen the highlight of the film right there. So, yes, we got fresh Sleep Talk audio. We have some classics such as Dog Going. And don't forget that one there and the classic.
The mother me. I like that, mother. You like to de-mother me.
Oof. And they were a hit. This was a hit and Uncensored. Sorry we lied to you. We said it'd be exclusive, but guess what? We got your money. You bought the shirts. It's ours now.
It was. They got the first exclusive sneak peek.
There you go. Good way to spin it. Like a pre-access to a video game. You could play it 4 days
like
early.
When a band has like a listening party and you get to listen to their record before it's released.
There you go. It was like the Metallica sound check, but with Josh screaming out insane stuff in the middle of the night. So, Mike, you want to hit a chunk of this now and a chunk of this after Keith does whatever he's going to do?
Yeah, we have a lot, because this time around, Spiegel spent 3 weeks running the Sleep Talk app.
Yeah, Mike made me do it. Yeah.
So we got a big harvest out of it. We got a lot of stuff.
This is where the bruise came from. You're going to record this or you're going to pay the price. Let's go ahead and get rolling here. Fresh Sleep Talk audio. This is Uncensored 4. I'll give you the first four cut names. General snoring, into a sleep moan, into a sleep babble, into more snoring and moaning.
General snoring, reporting for duty.
Here's another. Ooh, hey, one more time, buddy boy. Someone was dreaming of someone.
Yeah, that's...
let's get back here.
You do so much of that. Like, between your snoring and just weird moans.
Ooh, guy. I'm liking the sound of that. All right, up next, I believe. Oh, I think we got a... We have a loud moan, I believe, coming up here. Oh, Joshy.
Scott said it before, and I mean, he wears the Bane mask to sleep.
Every night I wear it.
You were born with sleep apnea. I was raised by it. Yes, you have to strap this plastic hose to your butt.
Here comes a real nice juicer.
That's pretty nice. Is it weird to you that we just broadcast the sounds of you sleeping to like millions of people?
I'm used to it.
This is a very intimate peek into your bedroom. This is 100% real. The Sleep Talk app, he puts it on his nightstand. You can hear the room.
Yeah, you hear the sound.
Like in your bedroom.
Yeah, the ceiling fan goes year-round.
You know, next time we do this, we ought to get an external mic for your phone and really do it right.
What would that do?
It's not a bad idea. I don't know. Maybe just enhance the, like, make it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, more.
Like a shotgun mic?
You're just using the mic on the on the iPhone.
It's just the phone.
Which isn't bad, but yeah, it could definitely be better.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting clips such as this, which don't sound terrible. Oh, yeah. How badly are you dying one day to get one of these cuts in, Michael, and hear...
or hear...
Oh, Joshy.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, I want to hear a second voice again one day so bad.
You would never let us have that.
Josh.
It's probably already happened.
Please run downstairs and get me some ice.
He accidentally emails a big chunk off at a mic that's not supposed to be there.
Josh, I think you broke something. Oh, geez. What is that? Ooh.
I just love running my fingers through your chest hair.
All right. When we last left you, we were getting into some fresh Sleep Talk audio. Josh turns his app on. It's called the Sleep Talk app. He places it on his bedside, and whenever it detects the presence of sound, it turns itself on, records, then stops. And Josh, how many times in the years we've been doing this have you not handed over a file because of something that you heard on the other end?
Just a couple times. One was when I screamed the F word.
Whoa.
And I didn't think America could handle it, really.
No, I couldn't really play it, but... I would have liked to have heard it off air. Would you even let us hear it? At least let us hear it off air.
I suppose now that you've heard it, you know, at that uncensored show we did. So kind of broke the cherry, so to speak.
Oh, hey, the old hymen smasher.
Ugh.
Here we go. Let's head back into it now. I believe we're right around fart/sleep growl. Let's just go ahead and play it raw.
Oh, yeah, don't skip that sleep apnea scream. That was choice.
Here we go.
Yeah, go back just to the beginning of that. Crank it up.
Let's go right back.
It's so weird. This little thing right here.
Very, very loud. Here we are. Oh, Josh!
It's your body struggling to breathe. You realize that?
You're choking on your own mouth.
It sounds like I'm just startled about something.
There's a lot of meat flapping.
Yeah.
You got flappy meat.
You got flappy meat, Josh. Old loose lips over there. All right, let's see what this one is. Here we are.
So much bass.
So chunky.
Oh, yes.
That is.
Woo!
Dinty Moore, baby.
Yeah, that is. You can hear the real chunks of potato.
Thick and chunky.
Oh, yeah. Here we are.
It's that one slap right in the middle.
It sounds like it's got to travel through so much flesh to get out.
It sounds like you had a ceiling fan and you just pushed a stake into it.
The deepest crack.
It's so meaty.
Well, I wouldn't know how deep it is.
All right, here we go.
How deep is your crack?
All right, here's a weird growl, I believe.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to just say this. We played these at the Annapolis Uncensored, and we played them at the last Uncensored.
Uh-huh.
Now in studio with headphones on, it's a whole nother experience.
Because you heard them through the in-house speakers, which aren't as clear as what's coming through, and hopefully you in the car.
Yeah, you out there, turn your radio up, because when you get into these, woo. What is that? Oh, you're like growling.
You're like an animal.
At first, I thought it might be a dog, but that definitely sounds like you.
It is him.
Yeah, that ain't Farfel. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, we have some speech here. Let's see if you can figure out before I tell you what Mike thinks he said. Whoa. All right. Was he talking to a prostitute?
Mike says that's get out tomorrow.
Get out,
get out tomorrow.
Get out tomorrow. You've been paid.
Yeah, you got to get her out. Get her gone, right?
Got to get her out of there.
Get a cab and get out of here.
Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks, broad.
You've already been paid.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Get out tomorrow.
Yeah, before you leave, flush the condom down the toilet.
Oh, Jesus, no. You're out of control lately.
You are losing it.
Out of control lately.
One more time. All right, here we go.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Get out tomorrow.
Get out tomorrow, but you could stay today.
Yeah. We got two farts here, back to back.
All right, here we are. Let's hear our first one. Woo! Yeah, here we go again. Oh, so good.
It's like you have two distinct style of farts. You have the buzzsaw, like we just heard, and then like the popcorn popper style of fart.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I want to play this one.
The jellyfish and the buzzsaw.
All right. Let's play the half speed one of that. I want to put lumber up to your ass. All right. Here we go. Here's the next one. All right.
There's the jellyfish. We got a buzzsaw and a jellyfish.
Buzzsaw and jellyfish. Buzzsaw and a jellyfish. Back to back. I'm going to delete that. I'm going to combine these two, and we'll let you hear them back to back. Oh,
mating.
Oh, those are good. Let's go ahead and hit the next one here. What's this next cut, Michael?
Well, it's him talking and
beeped.
Yeah, it is bleeped, so don't worry. I think he curses, I'm pretty sure,
what?
After listening to it again.
What? Cursing?
Yeah, we think you cussed in this one. All right, so you actually gave us one with a cuss in the middle of it.
Now, you're not rushing to get wet. Huh?
What? Okay, translate that, Mike. What do you think he said?
I sat down with a committee of coworkers to try to figure out what was said here.
A tribunal.
All I could gather was, get out of my S, get me into a Russian tea outlet. Huh.
Oh, wow. A Russian collusion. All right, so the first part, get out of my S, get me into a Russian tea outlet.
You know, Russian tea outlet.
Wow, that's a Russian tea outlet. He's sick of paying full price for his Russian tea.
What does that even mean?
Mind is a crazy mystery.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a big wave form coming up. What is this?
It says a fart.
Here we go.
Dude, that is like your that is your prototypical Josh Spiegel sleep talk audio fart. It goes up at the end.
That's the classic.
That's the classic, and here's the new. Yeah, that's the classic, and this is the latest.
Here's the new one.
It's the same exact. Listen.
Here we go.
It's exactly the same.
You have a brand. It's amazing. I'm going to try and play these at the same time. If I could. There we go. There we go. There we go. And roll it. They are the same fart. It's amazing.
That is a Spiegel special.
Josh, you know what you do. Like Disturbed writes the same song 500 times in a row, and you've got the same ass. God bless you. All right, next play. We got a few more here, and then we'll be done with it. Here we go. Another talk. I'll even give you a heads up. See if it says this. It was like in the single digits. Maybe he's talking about temperature.
It was like in the single digits.
That is one. Whoa.
100%.
And the way his voice changes, because what do you, I guess you're laying on your back. You lay on your back when you sleep?
Yeah, it changes.
All the meat flops to the back of your throat.
It was like in a single digit.
And whatever it is, you sound sad that it's only in the single digits. If you listen to the end, listen to the inflection in your voice. You sound whatever you're dreaming about. You're upset that
you're talking about the amount of lovers you've had in your life.
Yes,
it was like in a single digits.
Yeah, I have no idea what I could be talking about.
Probably temperature. Probably temperature. Let's go to.
It was going to happen. You just knew it.
That was going to happen. You just knew it.
Yes! Oh my God!
You
and we're hearing these
sentences
in the headphones, like you said. This is so
and
much clearer.
A bit of attitude at the end, like I knew I was right about it.
Here we go.
that was going to happen. You just knew it.
All right. Now, this next one has been labeled poopy fart. Apparently, you messed the bed in this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the dog. That's Farfel. He's a problem. He's got gas.
Oh, my God.
How that doesn't wake you up. How you don't go and immediately reach for a handful of baby wipes after this.
Oh, how that is not actual productive. That is amazing. That's air.
Oh, my God. That's pure air.
I just gagged a little.
Man, what does that room smell like? That is hot burnt onions and rotten tomatoes.
How many pairs of underwear does Josh leave stains in? Oh, God, please create a Spiegel fart soundboard on the 98 Rock app. Can we do a fart soundboard on the app?
Yes,
we do. It's 2017. We got to figure out a way to freaking do that.
Yes, DJ says this is the new cut off the album from Buzzsaw and the Jellyfish. Man, I'm so glad you got that Mattress Firm endorsement, buddy, because you are going through product right now. All right, and here we go, another one. Okay, now here's a sleep talk. Who's your daddy? Something we can't understand. And ooh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
this is one of the two final cuts. All right, here we go. See if you can figure out what Mike can't figure out. Mike, any theories as to what he says?
I have no clue. Right, I tried.
See if the listener can figure it out. I feel like he's saying, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Who's your man, you are having sex in this dream. Who's your daddy? Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm with Justin.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude.
Yeah, that's right.
You are deep in the sex
game. That is a sex dream.
You are smashing it.
Smashing somebody in that dream.
I don't have sex dreams.
And you said, who's your daddy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only
I'm talking about.
Yeah, you weren't taking a paternity test, homie. You were laying lumber in that dream.
And I mean, not only having sex, but talking dirty.
Yeah, dude. You're a freak.
Oh, yeah.
Let your freak flag fly, baby.
Yeah, brother. Live your best life.
Come
man.
On.
One day, Lord knows I will. All
who's
right, here we go.
Daddy.
One, who's your daddy? And then one final one, just entitled, Huge Fart.
The hang time. The hang time on that. Oh, my God. I feel like I should worship at your feet.
Josh.
You're like a god.
You are the next evolution of the species.
Oh, it keeps going.
That is so much air.
It's just when you think it's going to end.
It's like a song that doesn't end. It's so long.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a long fart or a really loud short fart, but to combine those two.
Let me see how long that cut is. Josh, that, my friend, is a 3-second long toot. You know how hard that is to do? The ones that you hate that we do in here, the little, you know, it's over in a half a second. Meanwhile, you know, Apocalypse over here. How you don't need sutures after that?
Oh, your poor family that has to sit.
I know. I thought about that. Those nieces and nephews that come over for the holidays.
Oh,
that's why I close the door.
Oh, please. They can hear through that door.
They've got to have nicknames for you.
Mommy, I heard something. Go back to bed, Fraulein. Josh is just snoring again. Oh, Josh, God bless you, sir.
Oh.
Thank you.